Good afternoon. Upper-level energy, acting on leftover moisture, will continue to produce a few scattered showers across parts of interior New York and New England through the afternoon, maybe even a heavier burst of rain briefly with a rumble of thunder as that energy rolls on through. Still at the surface, high pressure will tend to build in and start to break up some of the clouds, and we will have some sunshine moving through from northwest to southeast during the course of the afternoon and toward the evening hours. With some sunshine, many places will reach to just about 80, with some lower to mid-80s in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. The humidity will still be relatively high, so a bit uncomfortable out there during the course of the rest of the day. Clearing will continue tonight as high pressure continues to build in, and temperatures will drop back into the 50s to around 60. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will accompany the surface high tomorrow, and skies will become mostly sunny, and a nice north breeze will develop with lower humidity. Highs will be in the lower 80s. This will all set us up for a beautiful weekend with high pressure dominating for both Saturday and Sunday. We'll expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower to middle 80s. By early next week, a southwesterly wind flow will develop, increasing the humidity in the air. This could lead to one or two thunderstorms on Monday with highs in the middle to upper 80s, and with hazy sun and increased humidity on Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous with highs reaching about 90. More showers and thunderstorms as a cool front pushes through during the day on Wednesday with highs back into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of the southern through central and northern high plains. A southerly low-level jet stream will persist over the high plains in association with a lee trough of low pressure. Rich Gulf moisture will advect northward beneath a cool pool of air, resulting in an axis of moderate to strong instability. Wind energy embedded within the upper trough will move into central Montana during the afternoon. Thunderstorms will likely develop over the higher terrain of western and central Montana and northern Wyoming, and subsequently spread into the high plains. Additional storms will likely develop by mid to late afternoon over the higher terrain of Colorado and Wyoming. Weak to modest upper-level flow and large temperature dew point spreads where the storms initiate suggest most of the activity should become outflow dominant, with large hail and damaging winds the main threats. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Charleston, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston showers and storms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 99 set in 1951, and the record low 39 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the 70s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. Slow clearing tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the lower 80s. Slow clearing tonight with lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80. Slow clearing tonight with lows around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, lower humidity, lower 80s. mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-80s, scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, and especially Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.